Y de ahí el alumno invitaba a su y me olvidaba de cosas. Porque nada, el alumno invitaba a su y me olvidaba de cosas. Va de mi obrador, da un cosa que me estaba de clavo. Y si me llegué a la cosa de Pedro, me espacio también esa cosa, de mi tono va a me llamar que la cosa de con vos y eso va a ir. So you have a machleket between the Ramban and the Rosh. As to whether, in the case this word, it's Yoshua, it's not right. Yoshua, let's say it'll be Yoshua Kulom Keachot Lach. Yoshua Kulom Keachot Lach. It's Mishab Loi. But the Rechikin didn't know at the time that the craving was crazy. They didn't know. So according to the Ramban, it's kosher. According to the Rosh, it's possible. Now, there are two kinds of a debil. They see a consider the debil in two ways. One way is where they see a direct in the agode on something. So of course they are a debil if they are direct in the agode. So they are certainly a debil. And then they can be a debil on something. They see can be a debil even though they're not direct in the agode. Let's say like Abri, the Mesirat Ashtar. They couldn't be in the agode. So the question is now, in regard to one's own kashrut, the aid's own kashrut, so that certainly is within the scope of the knowledge of the aid. So there, when an aid affixes his signature to Ishtar, he in effect testifies. Not only is Mivar, he's not only an Ibiru that he is a kosher, but he's an Ida Gode that he's a kosher. Because he certainly knew whether he's kosher or possible. So by affixing his signature, he in effect testified. He became an Ida Gode. That is kosher. So then if other didn't come and say you're not kosher, so it's Reutre, they themselves will say you're not kosher, so it's Kiddush Yigishin of Iromak. How is it regabe the kashres of the other way, of the covetous? The other way, covetous. The other way. So if we say, like the Ramban, that even if it's Nisramoi, if it's Yoshua Kulomachri, and the Ksherim said to the Psuim, let us sign together. So, and then it turned out that the Psuim, the author. So according to the Ramban, that in such a case, where the Ksherim at the time of the Chsime didn't know that the Kriim were claiming, so then even though it was Nisramoi to be eating together, so there is no tzirut. If they were not makir and bipasruse of the craving, so then it means whenever one aid joins another aid, it's within the knowledge, within the scope of his knowledge. Because, in other words, he in effect testifies. So we can say that when an aid affixes his signature to Ishtar, he in effect testifies that there was no tzirut with tzirut. Because, what if, when can there be, according to the Ramban, when can there be a tziruf to pass, when can there be a tziruf of one cut of the kosher and the apostle? Only if the kosher knew that the apostle was a apostle. Then there could be a tziruf. But if he didn't know, even though he was a apostle, there couldn't be any tziruf. So, it was within the scope of his knowledge of the aid. So when the kosher affixes his signature to Ishtar, he in effect testifies not only that he is not a korev, he also testifies that there was no korev joined to him, to his knowledge. And that's enough. He in effect testifies that in his knowledge, no korev was joined in silence. And that's enough. Because suppose there was a korev joined to him in silence, but not in his knowledge, so then he doesn't pass it. So it's not important. So maybe he can be considered as an idagode. So not only an idbil. So he can be considered as an idagode. When a kosher affixes his signature to Ishtar, he is considered an idagode, not only in respect to the fact that he himself is a kosher, that no one else, no apostle joined him in his knowledge. No one, no apostle joined him knowingly with his knowledge. And if he joined him not knowingly, so it doesn't matter. So he's an idagode, that there was no tzivuv of the apostle.
Why doesn't it matter?
Because suppose Reuben and Shimon signed. So Reuben and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda signed. Now, so when Reuben and Shimon signed, they in effect testified not only that Reuben and Shimon are not craving, but that they did not become Mitzurim with any apostle in their knowledge. And that's enough.
Yeah, and if we find out that they are Kodim.
So it doesn't pass all. So their testimony, there is a testimony. You see, it doesn't matter whether Levi and Yehuda are craving or not craving. The important question is the nature of Levi's signature of such character that it can pass as Reuben's signature. So according to Ramban Shite, that even when the apostle joins a kosher in signing and it's Nishav Nukulam Mahoim, he doesn't pass the kosher unless the kosher knew of the passless, of the psul of the apostle. So Reuben and Shimon are Levi. Levi and Yehuda, we find out later, are war training. So even if it's Yoshua Kulam Lachte, but if Reuben and Shimon didn't know that Levi and Yehuda are craving the Levi and Mahalev, so the edus of Reuben and Shimon doesn't become possible. So Mele and Levi, so it was within the scope of the knowledge as to whether their assignment was perfect or not. Because the only way for Reuben's and Shimon's signing to become, Reuben and Shimon's signatures to become possible is if, while knowing that Levi and Yehuda are craving, they still intended to meet each other. But, and then they certainly know whether they know as to whether Levi and Shimon are craving or not. So mainly it is within the scope of their knowledge as to whether Levi and Shimon are craving, as to whether they know. They know as to whether Shimon, Levi and Yehuda is part of or not. Now, so by affixing the signature, they in effect testify not only that they are kosher, but that their sime is not possible on account of the tzibur of the apostle. Then they know who God will serve. So maybe they can become their God. According to Ramban, so when Levi, when Shimon affix their signatures together with psulim, when Levi affix the Shimon affix their signatures, they in effect testify that they are sharing and there was no tzibur bikatechot with psulim. If they are craving, but they didn't know, so then there is no tzibur between them. So they are in the agode. That their signing was kidding. Was kidding. And even if it turns out that they were obsolete, but they didn't know, so it's still their signing is kidding. When would their signing not be kidding? If they knew that Levi and Yehuda are craving and still decided, then it would be showing them. Then they would be even allowed to the sign of the Rachel and Choker. You see? In regard to any matter that is within the knowledge of the with utmost certainty, so we say that the Itzchimeh testified as to that. Suppose Reuben and Shimon, who are Rechikim, signed it together with Levi and Yehuda, and Reuben and Shimon, at the time when they signed it, they knew that Levi and Yehuda are trading. So then they are certainly Rishonim. They are even allowed to sign the Rachel Shoket. Because by affixing the signatures, they in effect testify that there was no tzirug with the apostle into Katechot. And they warn it's starting who is the apostle to Katechot. So maybe they testify falsely. So they are in the Sheker, you see. Masha'in came according to the Rosh. The Rosh, it is that if Reuben and Shimon were the Chaykin, signed the Shtar together, Yoshev Kul Lachim, with Levi and Yehuda. Even though at the time they didn't know that Levi and Yehuda is craving, but if it turns out that they were craving, so then the chsime of Reuben and Shimon becomes possible. So how could we say that Reuben and Shimon, whenever they affix the signatures together with Levi and Yehuda, they in effect testify that there is no tziruv with psulim? How could they testify? So they could become a yagoda, they could only become a debilo. They could only become a debilo. Now, if they become only a debilo, so Melech, suppose later on other Levim come and say they were craving. So then we do not say craving trade. And they themselves, if they come and say we found out that they were craving, so we do not say kibushi gishu v'chizamani. We do not say kibushi gishu v'chizamani. And furthermore, not only we do not take the Shikas Magic if they come later on to Bezin and say, we didn't know about the time. Even if they'll come to Bezin and they'll say, we did know, and still we signed. We won't apply the view of Kim Shikas Magic either. Because inasmuch as they were in no position to testify with utmost certainty that there was no Tzimu Futsuri, even though they were in a position to testify that they didn't know of any story. But that wasn't enough anyway. So anyway, by affixing the signatures, they were not the agode. They could not be considered as testifying that in their knowledge there were no claims. Because that in itself wouldn't be any guarantee that their signing is because. But as long as no evidence is introduced, so then we presume. So we presume just as we presume whenever Elisha produces a get. So we presume that the get would mean some yada baal yada isha. Why couldn't it be that the baal put the get on the karka and then the isha picked it up? After all, there is no idakode who testifies that it was handed over near baal isha. The answer is, we say we stop the action asset. So that's our loch of story. We don't have to anticipate. So the Yersinia are considered in Biro as to many things of which the Yersinia themselves don't know. Because we don't have the Yersinia. So here too, the only way, if we know, in other words, so that is the machlokes between Rabbi Natan and the Rambam, according to the Sion. Now, the Mordechai mentions in the Pashut, in the name of Rabbi Natan, that Rabbi Natan holds that if Kshirim are signed on the star together with Suri, so even if Kshirim themselves will come and say, that Yoshua Kulon Jehalachte, so we say Kibushi, Shimonaridoma. Why? So we have to say that Rabbi Tam holds like the Ramban. In other words, that when Kerim Suri passed the Kshirim, the Chsim of the Kshirim, only if it was Nishan Lohi Kehor, and the Kshirim knew of the Psul of the Psul. But if the Kshirim didn't know of the Psul of the Psulim, if the Kshirim at the time of the Chsim thought that the Psulim was Kshirim, Yehuda and the Kshirim were the Kshirim. If they signed it together with Levi and Yehuda, and if they thought that Levi and Yehuda were sharing, so then even though it was Nishavim, Lach and Kechor, so they don't tassel. So the Chsim of Levi and Yehuda do not tassel, the Chsim and Reuven and Shimon. So Mele, it's only the Aoleis, the Chsim, when they have fixed their signatures to Ishla, they are in a position to know without no certainty as to whether the Chsim is Bikashkas or not Bikashkas. It only depends upon one question. Do they know that Levi and Yehuda are Tzurim or not? And still they sign them in Passover. But if they don't know that Levi and Yehuda are Tzurim, even though they are, then the Chsime of Reuven and Shimon is certainly the Kashre. So when Reuven and Shimon take their signatures, they are in a position to know with utmost certainty. They don't have to rely on any guesses. And when they know, so maybe they can be considered the Agore. So that's the Shite of the Ramatan. He holds like Ramban. Mashiach in the Ramban. The Rambam holds like the Rosh, that Eidich Simei, if they share with Reuven and Shimon, sign the Shtar together, yeah, with Levi and Yehuda, and if it turns out that Levi and Yehuda were craving, even though at the time when Reuven and Shimon signed, they didn't know that Levi were craving, so then their Simei will become bottle. So Memele, according to the Rambam, the Reuven and Shimon fix their signatures to the Shtar, they cannot be considered Eid Agode. Eid Agode, what do you mean Eid Agode? Eid Agode that what? That there is no careful Psuim. They themselves don't know it. They can only say, our guess is that our sin is the Kashra. But they themselves, if they're honest people, they would say, we don't know whether our sin is the Kashra. We only know that our sin is the Kashra insofar as we ourselves are concerned. But as to whether our sin is kosher, in spite of the tziruf of the other of Levi and Yehuda, that they don't know, because maybe Levi and Yehuda are saved, and they don't know. According to Ramban, they know. Because if they are craving, and Reuven and Shimon don't know about that, about the Kovach Levi, so then the Chsim of Levi and Yehuda cannot pass on the Chsim of Reuven and Shimon. But according to the Rosh, the Chsim of Levi and Yehuda, if they are craving, can pass on the Chsim of Reuven and Shimon, even though Reuven and Shimon are not aware of it. So how could they testify as to whether their Chsim is the Kashras or not? They couldn't. Because maybe Levi and Yehuda are craving. So then their Chsim is possible. So they don't testify to that fact. What do they testify? They only testify our sime is okay, is kidding. As to whether our sime in itself is kidding. But as to whether it becomes possible, whether our sime becomes possible on account of the tziruf of Levi and Yehuda and the similar reason, then they don't know. So they're not in the agode over that question. The Nazi dog was in the question. But even though the Nazi dog was in the question, we don't have to go faces. We don't have to go faces. Maybe in Yehuda are crazy and Reuben and Shimon didn't know. Because Minastam, if Reuben and Yehuda are crazy, Reuben and Shimon know. Reuben and Shimon know, Minastam. They know. Minastam. But there is no argument to say. So it's an undere. So it's an undere. But there is no agor saving. If there is no agor saving, so then you cannot say Chim Shigi Chim Nachid Omadi. That's the sheet of the Rambam. That's the sheet of the Rambam. So in other words, so the Rambam says, Im Yeshom Eyes Vruho Shekulom Yoshu Lachten, Shari Nishav Lohoi Yitari Zebo. So in other words, if there is an Eyes Vruho that Kulom is Yoshu Lachten, so then whether the Eyes Vruho is supplied by the Idechsime themselves, oh, by other Eidim, so then it's possible. Because there is no train pray, and there is no Kibishi Gishu Nechid Amagit, if they themselves testify that Kulum Yoshua Achim Yehud. Because the Rambam Hope and the Rosh, we have to say. So in other words, so when they affix their signatures, when Reuben and Shimon, who are the Shirim, affix their signatures, and Levi and Yehuda also sign in Shtar, and they are craving, Levi and Yehuda are craving. So then, once, so that they will not eat the Haggadah as to whether Levi and Yehuda are craving or not, because that they didn't know. Then they didn't know. But some may say, they're not in the Agode. If they're not in the Agode, so if then later they come and they say that Yoshu Kulom Kehu Lachte, some may say it is possible. Some may say it is possible. Mashenkein, if they're not alive. And then the question arises, maybe it was Yoshu Kulom Kehu Lachte, So then we say we don't have to be cheshish. Why don't we have to be cheshish? Because we do apply the deal of the Masor Shtanskos in Bezin. But it's another deal of the Masor Shtanskos in Bezin. That's the Masor Shtanskos in Bezin that we apply with Gabi Mesiras Haget to Ish. So as long as there is no evidence to the contrary, we rely on that Umdene. Just as we, so they Ashtar already below over that all. Just as the Idi Ashtar already below over the Mesiras Haget Meir Abal Yarish. But the moment evidence is introduced, which shows that there was Plitit Amal Amikarke, so then we don't say Plitit Trey Trey. So here.
So the
Mahmoud
is in the Rosh. If they were misinformed in regard to the Tzirif, 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 the
Yes, yeah. The Ramban says that it's kosher. In other words, the psulim can pass the chesime of the ksherim if the ksherim, in case of the schar loy, eat together, only if the ksherim will match up the psulim shall psulim. But if they will not match up the psulim shall psulim, so even though it's the schar loy together, it doesn't pass. That's the Ramban, the Rosh says. Alright.
I don't understand. If they come along and they tell you that they definitely knew that Shah had got up, that the others were probably
stealing. Because they can only, the Aiden cannot testify as to part of the text. They can only testify as to the whole text. Now, according to the Rosh, that the chesime of Levi and Yehuda can pass on the chesime of Reuben and Shimon, even though Reuben and Shimon didn't know of the kurve of Levi and Yehuda, so they're not in a position to testify. Our chesime is completely good.
So our knowledge.
So even though they are in a position to say, to as far as we know, but so they cannot establish anything anyway. Because what difference does it make whether the chesime of Reuben and Shimon becomes possible by virtue of the fact that knowingly Reuben and Shimon signed it together with Reuben, or unintentionally, it becomes possible anyway. So they cannot. So the chesime can serve as a dagode on something that they can establish. But they cannot establish anyway. So maybe they're not confident that what they even in regard to that part. That as to whether they knew or they didn't know.
And why do you call this a bureau here? But by each of their shaykh bureau, later on after the Haggadah, after the signature, so they'll be able to witness the transfer they get from the Yadav Yisrael to the Yadav Yisrael.
There's an umdere that Kshirim wouldn't sign, wouldn't be mischav lohoi together with Psoe. So even though there is a reyes, we see Psoe on the Shtar, but there is still an internet that they wouldn't sign it, they wouldn't sign it together.
So, they don't know. I'm saying the viewers, they don't know.
No.
There's never a chance that they'll find out that the other sort of share most. They don't know.
No, there is a possibility that even though they knew that they were trading, but they didn't sign, they might never.
Maybe they didn't know that they were probing. So
there are two possibilities. In other words, but there is an undere that Aiden would not, the Kshirim would not have taken the signature to Ishtar in a way which would pass on their own signature. Because that's an Ishtar. Because that's Aloha. Minayin Lein, she yidea b'chaveirei she u gazlein. She also restarted in a, she never was a shepatirchot. That's a gemore in Shuez. So memele, and the people they are. Why are they in the bureau? Because of that Aloha of Minayin. One second. No, we know that the Cheshesh, maybe they were craving and they didn't know. Because that's unlikely. That Reuven and Shimon were mischaven loy together with Levi and Yehuda, not knowing that Levi and Yehuda are craving. Because usually, if Levi and Yehuda are craving, so Reuven and Shimon probably knew about it. You see. But the question is, usually, if Levi and Yehuda are craving, so Reuven and Shimon know about it. But the possibility is not excluded that they wouldn't know about it. So maybe they couldn't be in the agoda. In order to be in the agoda of something, you must know it with the utmost certainty, absolutely. On the basis of woundedness, you cannot testify. You cannot testify on the basis of woundedness.
You must. Why is that?
But that's right, the bar you can. But you cannot make agoda, you cannot become an agoda on the basis of woundedness. So in other words, the Eide Hasime, women and children could not become Eide Agoda. That there was no tzil with soil. Because maybe they are so many, they don't know about it. Even though, Minastam, it is to be presumed that they're not psulim, because had they been psulim, had they been training, they would know, but that's only in the undere. So they couldn't become an Ilagoda on the basis of undere. But in the Bureau, they can become. Now, so why is there such an undere? So the undere is that we don't know whether they signed it the mind of the Yoshua Kulam Lachtim or not. Now, suppose it was Yoshua Kulam Lachtim. If they knew that they were crazy, if Reuven and Shimon knew that Levi and Yehuda were crazy, okay. If Reuven and Shimon knew that Levi and Yehuda are crazy, and still they were Yoshua Kulam Lachtim, would they have been nice people? No, they wouldn't be nice people. Even according to the Rosh, they wouldn't be nice people. They wouldn't be able to love the Sadeh Rachel Choker. Because in order to be able to love the Sadeh Rachel Choker, so it must be, they must become the Agode of it. But if they are not in the Agode, then they're not able to love the Sadeh Rachel Choker. But there is a Gemore in Shavuos. וכנאי שידע וחברי שהוא גזלן מניין של הצטרף ימי תלמוד לימן ולשקת יחו. So that's the halach. That if one aid, let's say if one aid saw a certain ria together with another aid. He saw it. He saw our boy. Reuven and Shimon both saw a certain our boy. And Reuven knows that Shimon is a guy. Reuven doesn't know, but Reuven knows. So he's not allowed to be so that with Shimon in the agon. Even though Shimon will be saying the truth, there's a halach in Lashekat Yehuk. So in other words, if Reuven and Shimon, let's say, who are sharing, if they know that Reuven and Yehuda are crazy, Reuven and Shimon are crazy, and Reuven and Yehuda are crazy to lie, maybe about it. And Reuven and Shimon know that Reuven and Yehuda are crazy. So are they allowed to sign to be Yoshua Kulam Lachtim and Reuven and Yehuda? No. They would be able to be self of Vashek Adilchon. But they wouldn't be able to laugh at the Sandra Rachel Shoka. Because in order to be able to laugh at Sandra Rachel Shoka, they must become in the Agud. And according to the Rosh Hite, by fixing the signatures, they do not in effect testify that there was no tziruf with Chayim. Because they can only testify as to something that is within the domain, the scope of the knowledge. And that according to the Rosh, it's not within the scope of the knowledge. So maybe they are not in the Agud. But still, if they know that they are Chayim, they're not allowed to sign together. So we have an undere. Now here we know that there is a race. But the question is, how were they signed? Were they signed by Yoshua Kulam Lachtim or first Reuven and Shimon signed and Levi Yehuda? We don't know what happened. So we say as follows. Suppose it was Yoshua Kulam Lachtim. Reuven and Shimon knew and it was Yoshua Kulam Lachtim. Did they do the right thing? No. So we say we stole the action out there, and they didn't do it. So it's an old man. But they're not. So anyway, the Yehuda and Shimon are even bureau over that question, but they're not Ida Gode. Why aren't they Ida Gode? Because in order to become Ida Gode, they must be in a position to testify with the utmost certainty. And they couldn't testify it with the utmost certainty, only on the basis of Undere. On the basis of Undere, Nastam, if they didn't hear that they are crazy, we stammered they're not crazy. Well, that they couldn't testify on the basis of that Undere. They have to be absolutely certain. So Ida Gode they couldn't become. But see, there is a need for Reuven and Shimon to sign, to be the sign careful with Levi and Yehuda who are craving because of that Gemara in Shuas. So maybe we take it for granted that Mistame they didn't sign it together. Mistame Reuven and Shimon signed it first and then Levi and Yehuda signed it. So maybe it's there. So. Just as we say, Mishtonah Be'achshon Aseh, and the get was Nimsa. Now, Rambam says that without any Misireh, so then the get is no get, even according to Rameyah, because when Dorosh Be'alot of Mishnai, still, if an Isha produces a get in Bezdin, will give her a psak that she can get married. Why Mishtonah Be'achshon Aseh? And since according to Rambam, the Magda is Misireh, so if Elisha produces a get with Elisha Sineh, we say it's not the Hachshanate, and it was certainly Nimsa before the Misireh. Why? Because they are Elisha Sineh. Why? Are they Elisha Sineh, they are Kodeh on that fact that it was Nimsa before the Misireh? I mean, that would be an answer. So the answer is, they are in view, but they are not. So in order to say, Trey, or Kibish Yishev and Magi, it's only if they are Ida Gode. They can become Ida Gode only if it is something as to which they can testify with the utmost certainty. So according to the Ramban, they can testify with the utmost certainty. According to the Rosh, they couldn't testify with the utmost certainty.
According to Ramban,
you
would be upset
if they began with the beer to anything. So it was your invention, according to Because that is something that takes place after the signing. You see, here when they affix the signatures, whether there was a tzirut with surim or not, so it is something that happened at the time of the tzirut. So anyway, or if they're unbound, they can become a yagode. But in regard to the question as to whether there was a misirah, we are the bar, the ish or not, that is something that takes place after the tzirut. So you could have a tzirut agree that the tzirut could not become a yagode, only the bill. But Tam only says, in regard to the question as to whether it was the Yoshua Kulam Lachdim or not, that is something that took place at the time of the Chimek. And the Rambam apparently agrees with the Shite of the Rambam. So if they didn't know, if they were not Magia, the Kulam and Chimek were not Magia, in the Psul of Reim and Yehuda, then there would be no Tziru. So there could only be Tziru if they were Magia. That is within the scope of the knowledge. So they could testify with the utmost and absolute certainty. So maybe by fixing the signatures, according to Rambam, they in effect testify not only are we sharing, but there is no tzil with tzil. Because that they know. There could be tzil, according to Rambam, with tzil only if they knew that Levi and Yehuda are claiming. But if they didn't know, then they couldn't be the tzil with Levi and Yehuda. So they could testify. So maybe they could testify with the absolute certainty, so they become Ida Gode, not only the Bill. But according to the Rosh, they couldn't become Ida Gode already. So they don't become Ida Gode, because they themselves don't know with absolute certainty as to whether there is a Tziruf or not. And just two, they know with absolute certainty that in their knowledge, they're not free. But that's not enough. So they couldn't become Ida Gode altogether. Over the passless of the other. All right, now. It seems to me that there's another machleket between the Rambam and Rabbi Tam. Now the Rosh and the Rambam is the Rosh and the Rambam is starche jeder mir rubin blind sachen mein kolle pass und ich hoye beim schneiden kriegen selber sei war in dem kajom kino ich weiß ob im je schon mir das bruch ich kolam jo schon lachen schau ich schaben lo hoye a reise ba im je schon mir das bruch ich kolam jo schon lachen na do so it is established that the old side together how can it be established how can there be a real brother that the old side together either by the ending sharing themselves testifying the old Joshua Lachting with the Tzulim or other lady will come to Benjamin and they'll testify that they saw that they all sat down together at the time. So then it comes from. So it's mashma that, now there's another shayla that arises. I don't know why the Achim don't discuss that. Now, suppose it's Mishchavnu Lohoyit. It's Mishchavnu Lohoyit. But those, the Tzulim who are Mishchavnu Lohoyit, who signed the star, were not authorized by the Baal HaShtar to sign. Let's say, the Baal HaShtar... Everyone, Rabbi Lohi, who signed the star, were not authorized by the Baal HaShtar to sign. Let's say, the Baal HaShtar, the lady, instructed Reuven and Shimon to sign. Reuven and Yehuda didn't instruct. He didn't instruct. But uninvited and unauthorized, Reuven and Yehuda came, and they sat down together, and Reuven and Yehuda said to Reuven and Shimon, who do you want to be fellow witnesses in signing the Shtar? So Reuven and Shimon said, fine, let us sign together. But Reuven and Yehuda were not told by the Reuven, by the Baal HaShtar to sign. It was not passing that Israel. Their timing was not passing that Israel. Will they puzzle, but Reuven Shimon won't have that in time. The Reve is the Baal HaShtar. Or in any star, let's say, the Nathan, or the Baal, in any star, so it has to be that in time of Israel. So the Shimon were authorized, were instructed by the Baal HaShtar to sign. The Psalim were not instructed, but they signed it anyway. But the Shimon who were instructed by the Baal HaShtar to sign were mishavimly holding together with the Psalim were not instructed. So we could argue in two ways. We could say that in as much as you pick Sodom is no idea, there is a lot of Mipian who will pick Sodom. There is a lot of Mipian who will pick Sodom. But Shtor is a special because of Kosov. And Shtor is special because of Kosov, even the Kosov Ramadan, who says that Sodom is good. Because the Kosov Ramadan Sodom is good, so it has to be treated like a good about pain, with Kabbalah Tavis, and Shtachiris, and everything. But it's a written testimony. But not the Shtar. Mashenkin, to be a Hagodah the Shtar, then it must be nothing that I'm Israel. Otherwise, it's not Hagodah. It's not Hagodah. So the Mele, in the din of leadership of Nimsa Kol Apostle Shtar. Now, the Nimsa Kol Apostle Shtar is a special Allah. In other words, it doesn't pass it on the basis of the Hagodah. Because insofar as the Hagodah is concerned, it's always like Niskablo in two bases of Hagodah. So it becomes possible on the basis of the real. And insofar as the real of Shtar is concerned, so what is considered a real Tzrufo is the old time together. Then it's considered real Tzrufo. Let's say, according to Ramatan, that Solomon is good, so then what would be the real? The real wouldn't be the signing. Then the real would be the real of the Alvoy. You see, Ramatan says that Mipik Solomon is good. So that doesn't mean that if the Kodit Ramatan, if they who are not authorized by the leader to sign the Shtar, before they see the Alvoyev, they'll sign the Shtar, and then they'll turn over the Shtar to the Leve. And then the Leve will turn over to the Malve. Doesn't mean that the Kodit Ramatan will be good, it will be no good. Because a Kodit Ramatan, if something is good, so that means, so it has to be the same kind of Leve as the Leve's Alvoyev. So only if the Leve will sign a paper, that after they saw the Alvoyev, and they'll sign, they'll write in the letter, we saw the Alvoyev, then you have to be the Kabbalah, you have to investigate. But if they'll sign a shtar when they were not authorized by the Baal HaShtar, and if they didn't see the Alvoyev, so then it's no real. So when can it be a real shtoreh if it's nothing that I'm Israel? But if it's not nothing that I'm Israel, then it cannot be a real shtoreh. So what is the real shtoreh? That's what Chaim says. The sign, that's the real shtoreh. The Asiyah is a shtar, that's the real shtoreh. So, maybe we could say that even if the Krev is the Shirin, Well, it's having to be eating together with the psulim. Yoshu kulam kehavlach vein. So the psulim, the chsim of the psulim kept part of the chsim of the chelim. Only the psulim were also told by the lady, by the balashtar to sign. They were told to sign. Then, if they were told to sign, and they were having the hoy together, they part of the chsim of the chelim. But suppose the chelim were told to sign by the balashtar, the psulim were not told to sign. They couldn't even pass them. Because they're seeing what kind of chsim is that it's in Piksova. It's no really, it's not really. But we could argue that in as much as the halacha is, in machzum ashtar shkadus in the bezin, so when the shtar is produced before bezin, so then we presume it was not in that Israel. Let us always anticipate the possibility, maybe it was not in that Israel. So that's also part and parcel of the halacha of in machzum ashtar shkadus in the bezin. That if the shtar is produced before bezin, we presume that the signatory inside it, that's in Israel. That's in Israel. So in Mele, even if it turns out that the Leize, the Balashtar, only instructed the Kshelem to sign. And the Psulim didn't sign, but inasmuch as Ishtar is signed by it. So it purport on its face to say that everything was done with Atam Israel. So Mele is considered like Agodas Eves, even though Bintzies, it was not with Atam Israel. Now, from the Rosh Hashanah, we see. I would say, I mean, if there hadn't been any deal from the Rambam, I would say that if the Psulim signed it, Shalom Midas HaMishchayev, even though the Kshelim were Mishchaving to be eating together with the Psulim, so then they don't puzzle the Chsim of the Kshelim because it's Piksovon, so it's no, there is no Rie. And even according to Rambam, Piksovon is good, so then it must be based upon a real Rie. But here it wasn't based upon a real Rie. Kesh Shtal Leiva, Vopishay Malve, Ime. So the melee, there was no real riyah. So it has to be only the riyah of shtoret. And when can there be a riyah of shtoret? If it's not that from Israel, but from the Rambam it's not mashal like that. Because the Rambam says, im yesham eidiz guro, shekulam yoshu lachten. So what is to be established that they all sit down together? What does the Rambam say? Im yesham eidiz guro, shalei ve tziro yisham lachten, ve shekulam yoshu lachten. It doesn't mention. In other words, as long as it is established that kulam yoshu lachten, it's enough, it becomes what? But maybe the Levi didn't even tell them to sign. So we see from the Rambam that even though Shalim Datam is Chayev, so it's with Piksovom, it's no Agodeh, but since we say whenever a shtar is produced before Bezin, so you always presume that it was with Datam is Chayev, so mainly it's considered in order to pass the Chsime of the Chelim, the chsime by the psulim is also considered like a chsime teiret. That's muchas on the Rambam. Muchas on the Rambam. All right, this is the Rambam. However, from Teisus, it's much more the other way. Now, Teisus says like this. V'im teim alimam deyom ha-mishumeidim, v'idahat balashtar lehachti mishumeidim, v'im chesim efidaitei, amaitalim mishoshtore shechos mulimigu mishalinu, keichet shalim nosom lunar dasis. So the question of why does Teisus formulate the kasha that way? Teisus shouldn't have mentioned Vim Teima Limandoma Amishumedi. Let him say, Vim Teima. Hariam Dinon Bimakes, Harinon Makes, Limardasisel, Asudasise. So Amaitalino Bishor Storish Hospital Bill. Why does he ask that Kashi only according to the Mandoma who says Mishumedi? So it's a repeat, he says. So it's a repeat. In other words, according to Mandoma who says, Kulo Mishumedi. According to Mandoma who says Kulam Mishumedim, there is the Kasha could have lied, even according to Mandoma who says Kulam Mishumedim. The machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is in regard to the case where he said Kulchem Chism. Kulchem Chism. So we know that the Baal said Kulchem Chism. The question is, what is the intention of the Baal? Did the Baal mean Kulchem Chism b'tiras Mai or Kulchem Chism b'tiras Eidim? And one thing is certain, the Eidim, those who sign it in accordance with the intention of the Baal. So if the intention of the Baal was B'tiras Nai, so maybe the Eidim mean B'tiras Nai. If the intention of the Baal was that he should sign B'tiras Eidim, so maybe the Eidim sign it B'tiras Eidim. So, but we know that the Baal said Kulchem Chism. So then there is Machlekes, whether he meant Mishum Tnai or he meant Mishum Eidim. So if we say that the Baal's intention was Mishum Tnai, and the Eidim certainly signed it in accordance with the intention of the Baal, So anyway, it's the also mission side, so they certainly couldn't pass it. They couldn't say Nimsa Power possible. So that so the Gemara says, according to Mandoma, the mission side, so the man mission side question. Because they are, as Stacey said before, that the behaviors, the signatories, signed it in accordance with the intention of the Baal. However, according to Mandoma Shlokish, who says that the Baal's intention was in Shemaridim, so the Mele, the signatories themselves, signed it in accordance with that intention. So if any of them are craving, so it becomes possible. But if Teisa Shita had been like the Rambam, that when Psumi signed together with Chir, and it's Nishavnu Lachtim B'Yachad, so then they passed the Chsima of the Chirim, even though the Psumim were not authorized by the Baal Ashtar to sign, so then Teisa could have the same Kashi Yivalid Mandoma who says, Kula Mishim Tnai. So in that case, where we know that the Edim only signed it, that the signatories only signed it because the Baal told them. So if we say Mishum Tnai, since they signed it in pursuance of the instruction given to them by the Baal, and the Baal's instruction was that we should sign it as Tnai, so Mele, they also signed it as Tnai, so even if any of them is the correct, so they could pass on the Chsime of the Chair. Mashenkein in the case where the Edim uninvited would sign Ishtar. So then even Rabbi Yechel would agree. Even Rabbi Yechel would agree that if they sign it together, so then if the Shavnu Loid will lach the Miyacha, so then the Chesim of the Shavim would be possible. So why do Satan have to raise the question only according to Mandoma, who says that Kula Mishim Eidim, the interpretation being, according to Rabbi Yechel, that Kula Mishim Eidim, there is no Kashi, there is a Kashi even according to Rabbi Yechel. Why aren't we afraid that maybe we know that Kavim signed it? The question is, did the Kavim sign, was it Joshua Kulam Lachtein or not? So why aren't we afraid? Maybe it's Joshua Kulam Lachtein? So even according to Rabbi Yechelin, it would become possible. According to Rabbi Yechelin, it's kosher in a specific case where we know that the signatory signed it in pursuance of the Baal's instruction. So anyway, according to Rabbi Yechelin, it's Shumtai, and they did it accordingly. So even though they are craving, so they cannot pass. But suppose if Psulim would uninvited to a time, and Joshua Kulam Lachtein, then they would pass even according to Rabbi Yechel. So why does Teisa say, we mandoma mishmei? So it's Eretz Yisrael says. Because the mandoma who says that Kulam Mishim Tnai, so just as by Getz he says, Kulam Mishim Tnai, so by other stories it also says Kulam Mishim Tnai. Even though there is a ritual to the contrary, I mean, that Rabbi Yechel only says, Kulam Mishim Tnai by Get, but by other stories, if let's say the Baal Ashtar would say to Asor, to 10 people, Kulcham Chismu, so it certainly means even Rabbi Yechel would be made it, that the intention of the Baal Ashtar would be Mishim Tnai, not Mishim Tnai, because he has to be crazy, the Rifa says, Gabi Get, so we can understand as to why he wants them to sign, not the Teres Tnai. Why is he interested in Tnai? Because he wants to be Mitzayelish. That's what he wants. To torture, to torment. You know, that if there'll be 10 Edim to sign it, so then it'll take a longer time. So it's not that he is interested in having them sign it with the Rechim. If he says to 10 people, Kukan Chismu, so obviously the Ritva says, he means that you sign the Rechim. Otherwise, why such a strange night? So, all right, so the Rechim says that the Tetzis is chilek on the Ritva. He doesn't mention the Ritva, but we have to say. In other words, so Teisa Shita is that there, as Gittin said, that Teisa holds that the same achlikas between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lokish, between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lokish that is mentioned with David Yed, also applies to other shots. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, just as David Yed, if the Baal says to 10 people, Kulkam Chitzim with me, Mishim Tnai, so if the Baal Ashtores, if the Baal, not a Baal, I mean a Levit, an Eifin, by other Ashtores, will say to 10 people, Kulkam Chitzim, he also means Mishim Tnai. So in Mele, so you see, Tesis apparently is Chelik and the Rambam. And Tesis holds in as much as without passing some schaivis in Piksovon. So Mele, so if the Psulim signed it and it was Mishavon, but Shalim Dat Mishavon, then Dechsime does not have a Chalim Shem Vyas Ashtar. We do not say, in as much as on its face it purport, they purport to testify that they signed that Mishavon. So Mele is considered, in order to pass on Dechsime of the Shalim, it's considered like a Vyas Ashtar. No, that's the Shalim Rambam. But the Shita of the Teisa says, no, when can Psulim pass on the Chesim of the Chesim, if two things are established. First of all, that they were authorized by that, by the Baal HaShtar, and secondly, that they were Mishavim Lahoyim, together with the Ksherim. The Ksherim were Mishavim together with the Ksumim, to be one cast. But if the Ksherim were Mishavim to be one cast with the Ksumim, but the Ksumim were not authorized by the Baal to sign, so then they cannot even pass away, even though it's Mishavim Lahoyim they are. So the Mele, and Jesus holds, not like this. He holds the same Machlokes that between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokes, that is mentioned here in the Amiket, applies also to other Shlokes. Some of the it says, Bishleim according to the Mandoma, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is no cash. There is no cash as to how we can allow any star in which to aid the market, I mean, which some aid the market. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, so whenever the Baal HaShtar says Kuchan Chismu, he means only Bidirasna. So if he means the Tirasnai, so if the Psulim do sign, so the Tirasnai says it's not nothing but a Mishael. Because they were not authorized by the Baal to sign. They were authorized by the Baal to do the mechanical act of writing the names. That's not nothing but a Mishael. Nothing but a Mishael means if the Baal HaShtar tells them to sign the Tirasnai says. Nothing, the Baal HaShtar will tell them you put your names, because I want to see what kind of a signature you have. You know, it's nice and writing or not. That's not nothing but a Mishael. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is no chosh at all, because he is chelik, he is chelik under this, for he holds, Rabbi Yechanan says, kulam mishin tnai, that the other story is also. So more of share, if they even signed it, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is no possibility that the star became possible, to need that mutal of possible. Why not? Because insofar as God is concerned, so there cannot be a story, and Ipsul on the score of it. So it can be Ipsul only on the score of the earth, as said. Now on the score of the earth, so it must be in this Havloi. And it must be real careful. What was it real careful? So in other words, it must be, in other words, it's real Hashtar. So if it's not passing that some Mishayim, so the Tachsine by Yitzhumi is not a real Hashtar. So even though it's Mishavlo, Kolonoi, but the Tachsine by the Ksherim, that's a real Hashtar. They want nothing that some Mishayim. The real by Yitzhumi is not a real Hashtar. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, whenever the evil is the Baal HaShtar, did authorize them to sign. So it was only with their Tnai, so it's not nothing that's a Mishraya. So they couldn't pass it, so there is no Kashi according to Rabbi Yechanan. But the Kashi could only arise according to Rishlokish. Shlokish holds Kula Mishim Tnai. So just as Rishlokish holds Kula Mishim, I'm sorry, Kula Mishim Eid. So just as Rishlokish holds Kula Mishim Eid in Tabi Geet, so he also holds Kula Mishim Eid in Tabi Adashtar. So in Mele, whenever a star is produced before best, and we see that Reuven and Shimon are cheating, and Levi and Yehuda are saving, why do we allow it? We shouldn't allow it. Because maybe Levi and Yehuda were Mishavloi, and maybe the Levi told them all to sign, he told them to Mishlokish, he told them, so it's not going to say this. So it should be possible. So we see that Tesis is Chelik and the Rambam, and that question also. All right, we'll leave it here.
ובכל דולר שהוא שוק היומו. In case we will be masking, so the call is that you can write with anything that's left. In case we will be masking, we will be paying, we will be holding the machine in the sky. Because it doesn't last. I'll have to case him, I'll always shall die, so I'll turn and shall fall, and he shall stop off. He cannot cut off the horn, because if he cuts off the horn, so then there will be a chison of Mechusach City. So they get this from the right. Al Yachel Eved, the nation was Eved. Rabbi Yisak Lili Meir, in case we know Yal Dover Sheish Berachayim Lili Aloch. So Rabbi Yisak Lili, he holds that there's a special Gersakosu, same there. that you cannot write on it again. And that an echel you cannot write to get it. Because the darshan is from Sefer. That on Dovah Sheish Berachayim, he gets his spot. But the Rabbanon don't darshan that. So in the way it can be written even on Dovah Sheish Berachayim and even on echel. Yoi duty. What is yoi? Yoi is that's ink. Sam that's paint. Sikre, what is sikre? Omar Rabbi Vachone is a kartishum. That is red ink, red paint. Kumet. What is kumet? That's kumet, that's gum. Kankantel, Omar Rabbi Vachone is shmuel, harte di wishchet. So Rashi says, so he says Adramant. And then Bishicho, Rashi also says Adramant. And Teisa says that Chichu, that's Adramant, that the blacking is used by the shoemaker. But Kankantum, that's vitriol. Ufchol davar shehu miskay. La'asuyei mai, la'asuyei hodi tomei Rav Chanina, kosri dmitarye v'apse kosher. So two pshotim, what does dmitarye mean? One pshat is mikshon, rain water. Another pshat is, that's food water. Mayim shesherim b'pri. Now not food juice, but food water. Water in which you soaked a food. Ton. Why? Because that's also miskat. Ton er apri. Kosvei beiver. If you wrote on the head, bishochei. Ubishichu kosher. So, bishochei, Rashi says, beiver sheshofo yiferet bimayim umashchir. So in other words, so according to Rashi, can you write a get with either with red? Only if it was mixed with water, it was moistened with water. But if it wasn't moistened with water, so then you cannot use it, according to Rashi. And that's Rashi's pshat. Hobi avre, hobi maya de avre. So in other words, hobi avre, when does Shmuel say that if you should use so the others write out the behavior and then they go over it with ink so that is behavior. So in other words, so that's not exact. So in other words, hazelnut by itself is not exact. So in the melee, if somebody writes for the evening with lead, just with lead, unmoistened with water. So that's not exact. So in the melee, if somebody else writes for the evening, then the evening writes over it, so then it is exact because the bottom is not exact. Not exact. Mashenkein, when do we say that the evil is exact? That's the Mayadavre. That means if the lead was moistened in water. But that's Rashi's pshat. I think the script explains the Gemara at the bottom just in the reverse. In other words, Rashi's pshat is avre is no ksav. So maybe they can write it, you can write it beavre for the eating and then they even go over it with yod. Because avre is no ksav. And mayed avre is ksav. I think the script explains it just in the reverse. That avre is ksav and mayed avre is no ksav. All right. So it's Rashi Shidoshi. That's why Rashi says, Be'iva sheshofo yiferet b'mayim u'mashchirit. In other words, so it's like Maya Davre, it's moistened in water. B'shocheya, what b'shocheya? That means pechomit. And pechomit, u'b'shicheya. That's hard to do shchet. That's the blacking used by the shoemaker. Shoe polish. All right. U'v'chol dolo sheu miskai. La'asu yeman. La'asu yon yitore apchiyah, because it's alivah apse. So that is also kosher because it's miskat. Toner apri, kotsli beiver, bishocher uvishicher kosher, itma. Hamavir dio yalgabi sikho bishabes. Now, if he was mavir kumis, upon sikho it was written with a red ink. And then he was mavir kumis and shabes on top of the red ink with regular ink, black ink. So, So Rabbi Yechel Rishloki, Dam Tavai Yechayich Stein, Achat Mishim Keisi, Achat Mishim Meichei. So Rabbi Yechel Rishloki, they both say that it's Mechuyev Tuchatoi. One is Mechuyev for Keisi, because when you are Mavdeh, you are Bishikho, so you are Keisi. And you are Meichei, the bottom class, and you are Keisi therein, the upper class. So it's Tuchatoi. Jei al Gabi Jei, Sikho al Gabi Sikho, Pot. So Jei al Gabi Jei, Sikho al Gabi Sikho, so then there is, so that's no Ksa, so is Pot. Sikho al Gabi Jei. So it is Nitya, but the Ksa Sachte is more Choshu to the Ksa Vey. Jei al Gabi Jei, Sikho al Gabi Sikho, so it's not Nitya because nothing new can be noticed. In the fact that he was Mother Kulman. He used the same kind of English. But, Sikha Gabiye, so then, it is Nitya. In other words, because before it was black, now it is red. So, but, the upper sub, even though the red is Nitya on top, but that's inferior to the bottom sub. So, Sikha Gabiye, Amr Lechai, the Amr Lepoter. So, of course, as far as the question of whether Sab or Gabi Sab, is concerned, so then it seems that we should say that it doesn't make any difference if Yoyal Gabi Sikho is the Xavelin is the Xav. That's how it appears. So Sikho Gabi Joy should also be Xavelin be Xav. Sikho Gabi Sikho, Yoyal Gabi Joy is the same kind of thing, so there is nothing in it yet. So it's no Xav. But Yoyal Gabi Sikho is Xav. So maybe Sikho Gabi Joy should also be Xav. We could say that. In other words, because what difference does it make? Whether it's inferior or superior, as long as it's Nitya, as long as it's Nitya. But here we say, Sikha Gabi Yoy, Amr Lechayev, Amr Lepote, Amr Lechayev, Mirchiku, Amr Lepote, Amikau Kelu. So what is the pshat? In other words, so then the reason, so we could say that just as Yel Gabi Sikho is Chayev, because it's a different type of Nitya. So it's Xavel and it's Xav. So Sikha Gabi Yoy also the Xavel should be Xav. But by Shabbos, Mikau to his potter, he has to be in Isagi. So the Mele, Sikha Gabi Yoy, true, the Xavel could be Xav. But he's in Mikau. He's in Mikau. So because of that, one Mandoma says that he's really potter. But one Mandoma says he's Chayev Mishim Eichet. Mishim Keisit Na. Now the question of Isaac, how can he be mechuyev mishum mechid, but he's mekalkil before he had. The halacha is mechid is only chayev mishum maslichte. Now here, he had a better ksav, and he erased it. So what kind of maslichte is it? So Teisa says, mechiku, v'choshib lo'y mechik al menaslichte, v'mistome imit la'arzeya, v'lichti follow b'dyei, u'mekalkil lo'y have, d'al aksivo azeis, תקסיבו אלינו לשום עוני כתבי, משימוי סתכתים לבד. So Thetis was bothered by the Kasha, how can one man don't say that he's Mechuyev, Mishim Meichet? But for the same reason that he's not Chayev Mishim Keisit, why is it Chayev Mishim Keisit? Why? Because he's a Mikal. Actually, just as Yeo Gabi Sikho is Chayev Mishim Keisit, so Sikho Gabi Yeshud also be Chayev, it's a different type of him. But we say, Yeo Gabi Sikho, so he's a Misake. But Sikho Gabi Yoy, he converted the superior Ksav into an inferior Ksav. Some melee it is mekalkel. So how can it be mechuyev? Mishim meichik, but meichik is potter, except in some maslichtei. But here the maslichtei is what kind of a maslichtei? Of an inferior ksav. So Teisa says the reason as to why he is chayev according to Mandoma is because the reason as to why he is mechayev according to Mandoma is because this person who was Mavir on Shabbos, Sikho Gabi Yei, obviously, after Shabbos, he'll be Mavir Yoy on top of the Sikho. So when, after Shabbos, he will be Mavir Yoy on top of the Sikho, so then, in other words, so then there have been, how many Ksovim? Three. The original Yoy, then the Sikho that he did it on Shabbos, and then after Shabbos, he will be Mavir Yoy again. So then, it will be better start than the original. The third star, the second Yoy, so we'll make it better than it was originally, before it was Mavir Sikhon. So we make it almost the star. So it's that. There is it. V'choshib le'mechik al-mastichtiv, mistom e'imid la'arzev l'chtif olom v'dyei, ומקלטו להבא. דלקציבה הזה שתקציבו אלינו ושימו ניקצווי משם הוי שתחתינו לבדו. So after he'll do that, shot. So far on Shabbat, he wasn't mother joy on top of that tikkun. If he had been mother joy on top of the tikkun on Shabbat, then he would be required for the second avod. But this he didn't do on Shabbat, but he's going to do it. After Shabbat, he's going to do it. And then, when he'll do that, so then it'll be better than it was originally, before the tikkun. So right now, it's worse. Right now, when the tikkun is on top of the original joy, so it's worse than it was before the tikkun was put on top of it. But after Mitzvah Shabbat, when he will put Sikhor over it, I'm sorry, put Yoli over the Sikhor, so then it will be even better than it was before the Sikhor. So there's last year. Last year. Now, so the question is, so why does Woman Doma say that he's potter? Now he says that he's potter because Mikautu. So the question is, Monavshech, if it is Daitis, if it is the intention of the person to, after Shabbos, to be Mavir Dui again on top of the Sikhon, then it will be better than it was before the Sikhon. So it's Mechikam Maslichli, what kind of Mikautli? And of course, Mechikam Maslichli doesn't mean that the Mechikam Maslichli is Shabbos. It can be Mechikam Maslichli, Vimkeimei, Bichayu, after Shabbos. So he's all to the Chayes. So what is it, Machlekes in Mitzias, whether his intention is to put Yoy on top of the Sikhor, or his intention is not to put, I mean, it's not Mistaba, that the Machlekes in Mitzias says to the intention of the person. So apparently, apparently the Adam and Doma holds that the difference between the way the Yoy looked before he put Sikhor, the way the Ksav looked with the original Yoy, before he put Sikhor on it, and the way it will look